Well, I'm very humbled and honoured, to be perfectly honest. It's something that you could never dream of. I mean, to be awarded a BEM, it's like well, it's a dream come true, really.
How did it come about? When did you first hear that you'd, got this?
Well, that was a bit that was quite funny, really. It was a good few weeks back, and I had a letter delivered by my lovely postman, and I just said, "Oh, what have you got this morning for me?" Nothing exciting as usual. And I looked at it, and it got the Cabinet Office on the top of the envelope. And for a starter, I thought, "Oh, is it the tax man? Is it something from the tax?" And then I opened it and started to read it, and then I couldn't really take it in. And hubby took over and read it out. Yes, I was quite emotional, to be perfectly honest, Nick.
I can imagine. And obviously, it's to recognise your work with the charity, which you worked for a long time.
Absolutely, yeah, and that's the thing, that the award was, it's been given to me, but it's a joint award for everybody at Vassal. It made I absolutely loved my job, and it made my role so easy because I was supported by all the staff, the volunteers and the trustees, and really it couldn't have ran without all of those people. I was just lucky enough to be in the right place at the right time to work at Vassal, work my way up from answering the phone, and when I first joined, running different projects, and then I was given the opportunity to head up the charity 12 years ago. So it was absolutely, this honour is for everybody. It's not for me.
Which is fabulous. And am I right in thinking you were part of the charity of about 30 years? Is that right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, I started in February 94 and left at the end of last year, so just short of 30 years. And as I said, it was started just a few hours a week, just being answering the phone, really, and being the admin there, and then progressed to running different projects, working for the befriending the elderly, supporting family carers. Yes, and then overseeing a couple of the projects, and then, as I said, in I think it was 2000, and oh, you'll have to check that out, Nick, but 12 years ago I became the charity manager.
Brilliant. And I know people will obviously be familiar with your voice from when you appear for so long with Dave on your weekly slot or monthly slot, is it?
Yes,
Yeah.
absolutely. Yes, yeah, that's right. I absolutely, I loved interacting, but it has been lovely to just take a step back, and I've given myself a year to step back, to just take some time out, and enjoy being having a bit of retirement, and then hopefully I shall start to think about what else I can do now that I'm retired in the community. So, yeah. It's in my blood, I'm afraid, so I shall be hopefully getting involved in some things in the future as well.